All right, welcome to the special report that I call the Silver PSYOP Psychological Terrorism Attack. I know that seems like a lot of words, but that's exactly what happened last Friday. So welcome, I'm Mike Adams, and today is, February 2nd, 2026. And so today is the first day after the silver market and gold market carnage that happened on Friday, which was the worst day of losses, I think, in history. I think that's the case in terms of percentage decline. I might be wrong, but I think that's the case. Silver plunged at one point over 33%. I think it hit 34%, and it plunged down to about $75. And then by the end of the day on Friday, it had recovered from that, and it was up to about $84 or something in that range. So a lot of people panicked. And while they were panicking, I was buying more silver. So I ended up buying a substantial amount of physical silver at $76. Now, is that a good purchase? Well, I guess we're going to find out. It might go lower, might whatever. But I think that it's going to go much higher for reasons that I will explain here. But remember, I hadn't bought silver. I mean, the last substantial buy I made was at $30. That was about a year ago. So now I'm buying it at $76 because I understand the fundamentals, and also I'm not easily swayed by psychological terror campaigns. So what I'm going to help you understand here, if you haven't already figured it out, that what happened on Friday was an engineered campaign to destroy the public's confidence in the gold and silver markets, and also to allow the bullion banks like JP Morgan to acquire a massive amount of silver contracts very cheaply while emptying out their short positions. And that's exactly what they did on Friday. So let's back up for a moment here and cover some basics. So first of all, a rule of thumb that I've always insisted on, even though I don't give financial advice, I've always said that, but if you do what I do, you stacked silver. You notice that I've always said it's important to have physical silver and physical gold either in your possession or vaulted. So it's okay to own physical allocated gold and silver that's stored in a reputable vault. That's fine. And that's all safe stuff, right? You've got the physical ounces there. The people that just got hammered and destroyed on Friday were people who had paper contracts, not actual silver, and B, leverage positions where they were very sensitive to price moves, and C, a lot of people had stop loss orders. So what a lot of people typically do when they're speculators in particular is they might buy a large number of silver contracts or a silver ETF, let's say, and maybe they bought it at $100 and they put in a stop loss at, let's say, $95. And they kept that stop loss order in place while silver kept going up and up. Well, tons of people did that, and it's kind of like planting a bunch of mines in a minefield in very close proximity. All these sell orders were on the books and visible by the bullion banks and the exchanges, etc. And all it took at the top was for one move down of about, let's say, $6 or $8 to start detonating the stop-loss orders. And as those orders got automatically, algorithmically filled, they immediately sold everything at the lower price, and that caused the price to go lower, which detonated the next level of stop-loss orders at, you know, 110, 105, 100, and so on. It's like a massive chain reaction detonation that people didn't see coming. This all happened automatically, and it was all by design. Because all those stop-loss orders had been put in place by lots and lots of people. And, you know, JP Morgan and the other banks looked at it and said, oh, wow, this is going to make it easy to take this market down to 75. And that's what they did. And then they sold their shorts at $76. I think JP Morgan sold over 600 shorts each one representing 5,000 ounces of silver. So they just cleared out, you know, millions and millions of dollars of shorts while destroying the market. I mean, while the market was being destroyed. But you know who didn't get hurt in all this? People like you and I that hold physical silver. Physical silver didn't get hurt at all. It wasn't touched because you still have the exact same number of ounces of silver that you had on Friday or Thursday or what have you. Exact same number. Nobody took your silver. And the market price, the COMEX price, is increasingly seen as just absurd, that it's so easily manipulated. It doesn't really represent the actual real-world physical value. I mean, right now in Shanghai, I'm watching the markets, and it's very clear that in Shanghai, you know, silver, physical silver price is, even though it fell some, it's still over $100 an ounce. So there's quite a bit of a gap, and that means that the Chinese suppliers still need silver, and that fundamental demand is still there. So even if silver gets clobbered today, which seems likely in Western markets, that silver is going to go down and down and down a little bit more because there's going to be more detonation and there's more panic selling by people who, frankly, just, I think, don't have the balls to buy and hold and to actually safeguard their assets outside the dollar. You know, people panic, and the news made it worse over the weekend. The news kept telling everybody, oh my God, the metals market has burst. The top has burst. It was all a bubble. Everybody sell everything now. And some people believe that, and so they're doing that. Oh, they're going to be kicking themselves, you know, a couple months down the road. But they're doing it now because it's a stampede of fear among low-information people who don't know what's actually happening. So here's the truth about what's actually happening. Like I said, number one, your physical silver is still all right there, and it's going to do just fine. Point number two, the industrial demand is still far outstripping the available supply. So supply-demand forces will dominate here after this sort of short-selling, you know, controlled demolition. That just cleared out all the unserious people, actually. And has now that that's all cleared out, it's going to be very difficult for the bullion banks to do that again. And since the fundamental demand of silver remains extremely high, much higher than the annual supply out of the silver mines, what does that tell you? Supply and demand means prices will continue to rise because physical supplies will continue to be scarce for the industrial users. All right, so even if this event, if it scared away speculators who were playing with the paper market but never really had physical or even ownership to physical, they're just playing around the paper market, they thought that they could make a quick buck, but they don't really understand the fundamentals behind silver, those people got taught a very expensive lesson. And my advice is, don't be one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I never put myself in that situation. Over the years, I've had many people say, hey, why don't you leverage up? You know, if you think you're confident about the way silver is going to move, why don't you buy a bunch of futures or options? You know, why don't you get involved in the leverage trading? And you know what my answer is? Because I like to sleep at night. That's why. I like to be able to, you know, have a stack and I can look at it. Oh, it's still there. Awesome. No one's coming to take it. No matter what happens in the market, the silver is still here, and silver is on the table of elements, and it's always got lasting value, and it always has all these industrial uses, military weapons, medical uses, telecommunications, data centers, robotics, drones, batteries, you name it. All those uses are still there today, just like they were Friday. The only thing that changed is the paper speculators and the highly, highly manipulated COMEX price, and that manipulation won't last long. It won't last long. And that's the other thing, is it showed that the banks can manipulate the prices for a very short window. They can crash it for a day, maybe for a couple of days. Can they crash it for months? Nope, they can't. They couldn't control it up until now. I mean, by the way, January still ended as an up month. So the whole crash that happened on the 30th of January, Even though that crash went so much lower, did you know that silver was still up for the month of January? In fact, it's been up for, I think, 14 months in a row. So the trend is still up, up, up every month, even though, you know, this correction freaked a lot of people out. So, as always, be very cautious when you are, you know, speculating or investing in any of this stuff. That's why I say don't be a speculator, be a stacker. What have I always said? Dollar cost average into physical gold and silver a little bit each month, month after month. If you did that, and if you're still doing that, you're sitting on a pretty nice stack, and that stack is going to get a lot more valuable. And I happen to just add to that stack on Friday because I saw what was happening. And that's the other good piece of information to remember in all of this, which is that sometimes the best time to buy is when everybody's panicking. I think that was certainly the case on Friday. Now, there's something else that really triggered all of this, which was Trump's apparent decision to appoint this man named Warsh. It's like the word marsh, but with a W. Warsh. To the Federal Reserve position, I guess, to replace Jerome Powell, who Trump doesn't like because Jerome Powell refuses to lower interest rates more and more. And Trump wants somebody in there that will lower interest rates because, of course, Trump, coming out of the real estate industry, every person in real estate loves low interest rates, right? Just a rule of thumb. So Trump wants very, very low interest rates so he can refinance U.S. Treasury debt at a lower rate. Now, do you think that Trump would appoint somebody who was going to come in and raise interest rates? No, not a chance. That doesn't make any sense at all. And yet, that was the narrative all day Friday, that Warsh was going to be appointed and that Warsh is an economic hawk, as it's called, following in the footsteps of Paul Volcker from the late 1970s, that the idea was that Warsh was going to dramatically raise interest rates once he gets into power, even though Trump wants exactly the opposite, because Warsh, that's what he believes in, is, you know, tighter fiscal policy, which is higher interest rates. Now, with higher interest rates, gold and silver will typically go down because with higher interest rates, it makes, you know, money creation more difficult because the cost of lending goes much higher, and therefore the multiplication of, you know, money in the system through banks and loans, etc., that gets strictly limited. So since money creation is less easy under a high interest rate environment, then gold and silver are not going to be as, they're not going to rise in price nearly as much, and thus they will go down in price. I mean, that's the typical movement, is high interest rates suppress the rise of gold and silver prices. But the people who think that Warsh is going to raise interest rates are clearly wrong, for a number of reasons. Number one, if you look at what Warsh has actually done and said over the last couple of decades, he's been around a while, he doesn't consistently do that. He's done it a few times, but not consistently. He seems to be far more interested in doing the bidding of whoever is currently in charge in the White House. And so he's the perfect guy for Trump. Trump will bring him in and let him, you know, have power, but he's going to take orders from Trump, and Trump will say, you need to start lowering interest rates. And Warsh will obediently say, sir, yes, sir, how low do you want to go? That's what's going to happen. It's clear. Otherwise, again, Trump wouldn't appoint him. And that means that interest rates are going to go lower and lower, which makes money multiplication easier, which, of course, accelerates currency debasement, which, of course, leads to rising value of gold and silver expressed in dollars. So while the entire news media, the mainstream media, said that Warsh is the reason that there's been a crash in gold and silver, that's all a cover story. The real crash was caused, I believe, by the bullion banks in order to clear out a bunch of shorts, fire off a bunch of stop-loss sell orders, and acquire a massive amount of physical silver for delivery at a discount price, and then they're going to step back and let the whole thing bounce back up as Warsh ends up lowering interest rates, which is going to cause gold and silver to go even higher in 2026 and beyond. Now, in the short term, gold and silver could still plunge. And remember what I said last week about the war with Iran. I said that if Trump blinks and if Iran calls his bluff and Trump backs off of a full-scale attack on Iran, that would probably result in a correction in the prices of gold and silver. But I said, ultimately, we want that. You know, I would much rather not have a war and live with lower gold and silver prices than to have a horrible war where so many people die with possible escalations to world war and then just have more profits on gold and silver going higher. I don't want the war. Well, over the weekend, and this is to my surprise, Trump did not order the attack on Iran. And we started to hear from Pentagon officials that Trump has now decided that the U.S. can't do it. Well, that's a paraphrase, but the U.S. doesn't have enough defenses against Iran's counterattack that would hit U.S. military bases in the region, as well as that counterattack would probably obliterate Israel. And what Trump is having to face right now is the reality that the U.S. anti-air defense systems that are protecting military bases and Israel just don't work most of the time. They only intercept incoming missiles maybe 5 or 10% of the time. The rest of the time, they miss. And in addition, Iran's missile capabilities have become much more advanced, even in just the last 6 months. And some of that is due to the help of Russia and China, both countries offering significant technical and military assistance at this point, it seems, to Iran. Well, as a result, the U.S. Navy that's in the region is also highly, highly vulnerable if Trump were to pursue a full-scale attack on Iran. So as a result of all of that, Trump has so far not attacked Iran, although that could change at any moment. It might change, like after I record this, it could happen 2 hours later, and then by the time you hear this, it's already underway. Who knows? If a full-scale attack happens, gold and silver will probably spike up. If a very minor attack happens, just, oh, we hit a few important targets, we killed, you know, top commanders of the IRGC, I think that's what it's called, yeah, the IRGC, you know, and then the White House holds a press conference of how we kicked ass and we bombed a bunch of important sites, but it didn't really do that much damage on the ground, you know, that scenario probably won't move gold and silver either way. Or in a third scenario, if it's public that Trump says, we found a deal with Iran, there's not going to be a war, we're not going to attack, they agreed to a deal, we have a deal, then in that case, gold and silver will probably plunge. How much? Oh, who knows? I don't know. 20%? That's just a guess. It could happen. And yeah, I just bought silver at $76. Could silver plunge to $60? Yeah, sure. Does that mean I have any less silver? Nope. I still have all the ounces that I just bought. And I'm going to be sitting on those and riding out the next couple of years where I know that industrial silver demand is going to continue to be sky high. There are also some industry numbers that are going to be released today. I don't recall exactly what time, but that's going to give an indication of industrial demand for silver. That's going to have an impact, or a lot of other different factors that are going to kick in. So my prediction for today is that silver prices will be incredibly volatile. And my non-financial advice is to simply sleep well. If you're sitting on physical silver and gold, you've got the stacks. The stacks aren't disappearing. And even if they're vaulted, they're safe in the vault. You know, the people that are way too far out over their skis are the people who are doing ETF, paper silver bets, and leverage bets. And they're going to get destroyed. And that's a big boys game right there. If you want to You know, if you want to bet $100,000 with a 10x leverage, you better be right about which direction things are going. Otherwise, you could lose everything. That's why I don't do those bets. I don't do them ever. All I do is just stack metals and I sleep well. Because the other phenomenon that we need to acknowledge here is that the dollar is going to continue to lose value because of monetary debasement through currency printing. That means, by definition, gold is going to continue to rise, and silver along with it at some ratio, although that ratio has been shifting around a lot. But of course, gold's going to go back to $5,000 an ounce, and then $6,000 an ounce, and then $10,000 an ounce. The timeline is uncertain, but we know it's going there. And I would not be at all surprised if silver hits $150 by this summer. And I still think it's very likely that silver hits $200 sometime in 2027 when the Samsung battery plant comes online. They're going to need a lot of silver for that battery technology. Although I have mentioned before that there are some scenarios where silver demand could crater. For example, if there's a new technology breakthrough that allows the element silver to be replaced with something else in the manufacture of solar panels and, you know, other things, batteries, etc. But given that every element is literally unique, which is why they're called elements, I mean, that's why each element is different from the other elements. That's why they have their own names and their own position on the table of elements, and they have their own arrangement of, you know, neutrons and protons and electrons, etc. They have different number of orbital shells. They have different chemistry, etc. Because of that, it turns out there is no other element that acts like silver. If there were, we would have figured it out by now. And if there were another element that acted like silver, everybody would already be using that other element. You know, element X or whatever. You know, the magical replacement for silver. If we could just generate element X out of, you know, dust or something, everybody would already be using it. But there's no such thing. Element X only exists in Marvel Comics and Avengers movies. In the real world, everybody still has to use silver. So here's the bottom line on all of this, just to review. The event on Friday was a controlled demolition event. It was manipulated, but people kind of set themselves up for it because they had put in all these stop-loss orders, creating a minefield of, it's called the sympathetic detonation of of short sell orders. Well, that's all been cleared out now. So that's not going to happen again anytime soon, which means that once silver rises back up, it's going to be much more difficult for the bullion banks to bring it back down in such a sudden movement. Okay, so this is an artifact of the rapid price increases in silver, where a lot of people are trying to, you know, ride the momentum and gain, you know, enjoy the gains on silver while locking in some level of gains with the stop loss orders. Everybody doing that ended up creating the conditions of a mass detonation that the bullion banks took advantage of. And, you know, it's worth remembering that if you stack physical silver, you don't have stop-loss orders. You just have silver in your safe or wherever you keep it, or in a vault somewhere. There's no stop-loss orders on it, so you're actually totally safe from that. Prices go up or down in the COMEX, but your silver stays exactly the same in terms of the number of ounces. And again, the second thing to remember is that core industrial demand has not suddenly vanished. Industrial demand remains extremely high and much higher than the annual silver output from the silver mines. And the amount of silver above ground that's available for industrial use is simply insufficient, remarkably insufficient. And even though, yeah, a lot of people sold a lot of silver at the retail level over the last month or so, which is what has caused the refiners to be all backed up, backlogged, that's going to get cleared out pretty quickly. You know, within a few months here, that'll get cleared out. And at that point, there's not going to be any excess silver queued up in the system to be refined and given to industrial uses. And by the way, China has a much larger silver refining infrastructure than does the United States. So China could actually refine this silver much more quickly, whereas in the U.S. it takes a lot longer. Thirdly, any kind of speculation on metals or other commodities is inherently dangerous, given the ability of the bullion banks to manipulate markets to their advantage. So you're going to get swept up in that net if you try to play the game. If you think you can beat JP Morgan, they're going to give you a very expensive lesson and a new understanding that, no, you can't beat the house. And JP Morgan is pretty much the house. I mean, they hold the silver. they distribute the silver. They place the bets. They've been fined for insider silver market manipulation before, and they just keep on doing it. So if you're betting against JP Morgan, you're betting against the house. It's better to take your chips out of the casino and stack them. And that's what it means, you know, to get physical silver. And then you don't have to worry about the house. And then finally, if you're wondering where I'm expecting things to go from here, we could still experience a couple more down days here as there's kind of a flushing out of the panicked sellers, which is fine with me. If silver goes lower than it is right now, I might buy more. You know, I bought at 76. If it goes under 65, man, that's an incredible discount because it's almost half of what it was, and it's going back to where it was because, you know, for all the fundamental reasons we've talked about. So, you know, smart money uses panic sell-offs to acquire physical silver and gold and stack it. Whereas, you know, sort of low information, casual people who watch a lot of mainstream media, they can be easily manipulated into a fear campaign and be convinced to part with their silver. And ultimately, this entire PSYOP here has been engineered to convince people to sell their silver. Why? Because JP Morgan wants your silver. They just don't want to pay full price for it. They want it at a discount. So they and other organizations, they engineer a series of events to have silver deeply discounted, and then they buy, buy, buy. I mean, JP Morgan is long hundreds of millions of ounces of silver. They are expecting silver to go much, much higher in this year and the next year and beyond. So what do they know? Well, they know what I'm explaining here. And they also know that they can manipulate sort of simpler-minded people into panic selling and parting with their silver. And this is why the globalists say you will own nothing and be happy, you know, because they will convince most people to get rid of the things that hold value through events like this. And you'll end up with just dollars that end up being destroyed and going to zero. And when you panic, bad things happen. I saw a story of somebody who panicked on Friday, sold off a bunch of their silver at a 25% loss, and they bought a bunch of Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin cratered 30% the next day. So in 2 days, with one bad decision, they lost not quite 50%. You know, we could do the math, but almost they lost half their money. They could have just sat on the silver they had and waited for the recovery, which is coming. So, you know, don't panic. You've already made good decisions to get you into this place. You already have a supply of silver and gold. You already know the fundamentals. You know industrial demand continues to remain very strong. You know that currency printing continues to be very high. You know that currency debasement is going to cause gold and silver to go higher and higher in value. These short-term manipulations don't dictate long-term valuations of the underlying metals, do they? Nope. So just ride this one out and don't panic and sleep well. And wherever there's a buying opportunity, you might want to pick up some more, but that's up to you. As always, don't take this as investment advice. I'm not a professional financial advisor. However, I've had a lot of people thank me for my analysis, saying that I've made them millionaires. Certainly, if you actually follow the same investment decisions that I make, you will do very well. But it takes balls. You know, it really does. You have to be willing to see through the panic and to decisively make purchases at a time when everybody else thinks it's all bleeding in the streets, you know? And that was Friday. And I was buying. I mean, I guess I bought right near the bottom. I bought at 76, at least the bottom for Friday. Maybe it falls more today. Who knows? I don't care. I know fiat currency is going to zero ultimately, and I know that gold and silver are going to hold value. And I also know that when the dollar collapses, the whole point of having gold and silver is so that you can choose to participate in the next monetary system that comes along after maybe the breakup of the USA, or, you know, some new currency is launched, something new happens backed partially by gold and silver. You'll be able to trade out your metals for a massive amount of new currency, or you'll be able to use metals to trade for property, for vehicles, land, businesses, mineral rights, oil wells. I mean, whatever you want. Trade gold coins for robots. You'll be in command as other people are panicked and penniless and running into the CBDC control grid system, where the government gives them a universal basic income, but they have to hand over all their privacy and all their, you know, control over their own wallets. That's where this is going ultimately. And stacking gold and silver is one of the best ways to stay outside that entire system. Don't get caught up in it. So gold and silver is actually, if you think about it, that's freedom. So do your own research and make up your own decisions, and I will keep you informed as best I can. But you know what I'm doing. I'm stacking, I'm looking for buying opportunities, and I'm studying the fundamentals. I know where this is going, and it's going much higher because of industrial demand. All right, if you want to purchase gold and silver, of course, our sponsor, they're probably so busy, I don't even think they're going to be able to answer their phones today. But you could try. Or you could just order on their website, and that's at metalswithmike.com. That will take you to Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. Honest, trustworthy, really great pricing. Again, metalswithmike.com. They are our sponsor. If you choose to contact them, I mean, I was in touch with Chris Olson over the weekend, and he's watching all this very carefully. He's scrambling, you know, not getting probably enough sleep, I would imagine. If you choose to contact them, just have some patience. But if you just want to purchase off their website, if you think it's the right time for you, then you can do that. And they have plenty of silver, by the way, for sale. They've got it. They've got the physical stuff ready to sell right now. So if that's what you want to do, that's where to do it. Metalswithmike.com. Or if you just want to wait till all this volatility passes, that might happen. Also, you can sit back, be cool, and sit on what you have, and let's wait for all this to shake out. See where we end up, you know, tomorrow or the next day. And I'll keep you posted as best I can. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.